be provided. New registrations, replacements of lost, destroyed or defaced voters cards, transfers from one polling station to another, claims for omission on the register of voters, corrections of clerical errors and removal of deceased voters. Registration centers will be open daily from 8 hours to 17 hours including weekends. Note that the 15 days of voter registration exercise will have 3 phases. The first 2 phases will last 4 days each, while the final phase will last 5 days. To find open registration centers, check on the Commission's website. Follow the link ovr.elections.org.zm/deployment-plan or dial short code *214# on mobile phones or visit any district registration centers or civic centers across the country. Register now. It's your right. It's your choice. This message is brought to you by the Electoral Commission of Zambia. Events as and when they happen. The main news on Uza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Uza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, Itilema highlights rising investment. HRC welcomes new child protection digital strategy. In international news, Tanzania cancels Independence Day celebrations after election and arrest. In sports news, Lushoma Mwemba and Martha Tembo join Copper Queens camp. With the news in detail, my name is Leso Amkena. In local news, President of the Republic of Zambia says that the country has been experiencing growth in investment, mining, economic and the energy sectors. Speaking in a press conference, President Hagain the Hichilema urges people to work hard and smart. He adds that the country has become a meeting place for collaboration with other nations, adding that countries have invested in mining, which has boosted the country's economy. President Hichilema urges people to be trained as entrepreneurs so that there can be a supply flow locally. He says the government is working towards creating more job opportunities that will not be based on any political affiliation and attract more investment. He further says free education has been introduced in order to reduce the black tax. The Ministry of Health, in collaboration with the United Nations in Zambia and other cooperating partners, will hold the 2025 National HIV Prevention Symposium from the 26th to 27th November 2025. The symposium taking place in Lusaka will go by the theme Accelerating, Sustaining and Innovating HIV Prevention in a Rapidly Changing Environment. The symposium will be held in the presence of the Minister of Health, Elijah Muchima, and First Lady of the Republic of Zambia, Mrs. Mutinta Hichilema. The aim of this symposium is to strengthen Zambia's response to HIV prevention in regards to increased HIV infections among adolescents and young people. The symposium will provide a platform for national dialogue, evidence sharing, and collective action to accelerate HIV prevention in a rapidly changing environment. The symposium is expected to strengthen Zambia's leadership and collective response to advancing innovation, collaboration and impact sustainability on the AIDS response. The Evangelical Youth Alliance, joined by 90 clergy and church leaders from Lusaka, Kafiwe and Chongwe, has distanced itself from the Oasis Forum's call for protest against the constitutional amendment process. Executive Director Reverend Moses Lungu emphasizes that while the church has a mandate to speak truth to power, such engagement must foster unity, peace and constructive dialogue. Lungu urges Zambians to embrace responsible citizenship and peace engagement, commending President Hagain the Hichilema for extending an olive branch to the Oasis Forum by inviting them to State House for discussions on the proposed amendment. He warns that discouraging citizens from participating in dialogue could risk leading the nation into anarchy. local news. Zambia will host the 18th Africa Leather Value Chain Forum from November 26 to 28, 2025. Ministry of Commerce and Industry Director of Industry, Musokotwane Sichizuwe, announced that over 100 high-level participants from across the continent are expected to attend. Speaking at a press briefing in Lusaka, Sichizuwe said the forum will serve as a platform for policy dialogue and knowledge sharing. He emphasizes that this year's edition comes at a decisive moment as global demand shifts towards traceable, ethical, and durable leather products. Meanwhile, Africa Leather Products Institute representative from Ethiopia, Nicholas Mundungwe, highlights that a major focus of the forum will be on market access and distribution. He notes that Africa has the potential to become one of the world's largest producers of leather products. A consortium of civil society organizations has applied to be joined as an interested party in the petition filed against the constitution amendment process in Zambia. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka, acting consortium chairperson Solomon Ngoma says the group has wanted its voice and contribution to be heard in court, stressing that their participation in the process has been valid and significant. Ngoma notes that the consortium has stood on equal footing with other registered organizations where they support or oppose the amendment process. He adds that the group has maintained the view that the consultations have been transparent and people-driven, dismissing claims by those who chose not to take part. The court executive director, Asa Muyunda, emphasizes that the organizations have now been defending the process after applying to join the petition as interested parties. And finally, in local news, the Human Rights Commission has welcomed the launch of the National Child Protection Digital Strategy by Ministry of Technology and Science in Zambia. Speaking in an interview with Uza Radio, Human Rights Advocates Manager Simon Mulumbi says the strategy is welcome considering the people spend most of their time on digital spaces. He says there have been challenges young people face on the digital space where young girls and differently abled individuals are victims of hate speech and harassment. Mulumbi adds that he hopes this strategy will offer protection and foster a much safer experience on digital platforms for all users online. He hopes stakeholders will break the barrier by raising awareness both on digital spaces and on ground for mass dissemination of this information and advises users to report any violations. Mulumbi urges the law enforcement agencies such as Zambia Police and the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority to take quick and effective action when critical issues of concern are reported. We now take a short break to come with international sports news. Don't go away.
Hi there, this is Fast Mobile, your ultimate gadget destination. From the hottest smartphones, Samsung, iPhone, Tecno, Infinix, iTel, ZTE, Nokia, Google Pixel, Blackview, to all the accessories you need, covers, protector, power bank, charger, flash drives, and more. We've also got top quality laptops, desktops, laptop bags, and stylish traveling bags for your everyday hustle. For content creators, we've got the full gear, cameras, camcorders, tripod stands, lapel mics, camera bags, just everything to keep you creating non-stop. Wait, gamers, we have all you're looking for. Your paradise awaits. PS5, PS4, Xbox consoles, games, and controllers all in one place. Find us at three convenient locations. Shop number A75, Freedom Way Road, or shop number 06, Chiparamba Road, and at shop number 113C, East Park Mall. Call WhatsApp us today on 0779-333-503. Fast Mobile Center, for today's best technology.
Oh, neighbor.
Yes, neighbor.
Where are you coming from with all that cartoon? Oh, is this noisy or what?
This Black Friday at Fast Mobile, get up to 50% discount on selected items. Get massive deals on Samsung, iPhone, Infinix, Tecno, iTel, Google Pixel, and Blackview phones. Plus, crazy discounts on top brand tablets like Blackview.